Yeah, you know, I think this is exciting. We got a good opportunity ahead of us. It's going to be, we know we, you know, the way we've played to start the year, we've made it tough on ourselves. We got to get hot, but you know, it starts. All we can do is worry about this next game. We got to handle our business and start playing at a higher level.
Eli, did you watch the Colts yesterday? I mean, the way Ben just shredded them to ribbons was pretty eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pittsburgh played really well. They did a great job in protection. Ben threw some great balls. Receivers were winning on routes. So, you know, that's just the way football goes sometimes. The week before, you know, Indianapolis dominated Cincinnati, had a great pass rush. It was hard for Cincinnati's offense to do anything. And then kind of flip-flopped it around the following week with Pittsburgh. You know, kind of doing whatever they wanted. So I think from watching those two games, it's only two I've really seen so far. You know, you see a lot of talent and them making a lot of plays. You know, the scheme didn't really change. It's just Pittsburgh did a great job.
Coming off of the bye week, what are you most curious about in terms of reestablishing the rhythm of this offense?
We just got to stop making mistakes. And you know, you're going to have some bad plays or you're going to have some things go wrong, but we're kind of making some of the same mistakes over and over again that are preventing us from winning games. And it's pretty obvious in the games that we don't make those mistakes, we dominate and we play really well and we do a lot of good things. And then when we have the turnovers, have the penalties, those things, then we don't play as well. We put ourselves in bad situations and don't, our third down percentage goes down, and everything that kind of happens when you have penalties and turnovers, keeps us from doing our job.
Did you self-scout yourself during the off week, or did you just relax?
You know, I watched a little film, but, you know, we as a unit on Monday looked at some stuff at today, looked at some things, just trying to understand, where we have to make improvements. What are some of the reasons that we're not, as good on third down or not as good in some areas? So you self-scout in that aspect and see what we're doing well, what concepts, what plays do we run really well and have success with, and which ones do we not do as well?
You noticed yesterday over the weekend there's so many big quarterback games. 500s, a bunch of 400s, and I think Ben's the only one who won. I think there were four 400s, and they all lost.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's usually the case. Sometimes if you get down early, you can kind of abandon the run and go to the pass. And so defenses at that point will give up some yardage, they'll give up some plays, but, a lot of times they don't always lead to points and don't always lead to touchdowns. And so, but I didn't see every game, so I don't know every circumstance if that was the case. But, I think, we gotta be able to, I think for us, we still want to stay pretty evenly dispersed between the pass and the run, stay balanced I think when you get late in the year, you get in November, protecting the football. The ball seems to be loose or a little slick, or you just got to protect the football and can't afford to have turnovers.
When you guys left here, the running game was not in great shape. Andre, kind of feeling his way through. If Rashad can come back, where do you see the improvement coming from?
I think just in execution. I think just in the offensive line. Obviously, when you thought running game, obviously the offensive line just doing their job, getting opening up holes, running back hitting the right holes, making their correct reads, being patient with runs, and so. Receivers making blocks, it's everybody doing their job. Myself getting us into better runs. So we early in the year we ran it a little bit better. We just got to get back to being sound and what we're doing, and we just have too many negative yard runs also, which hurts you, because now especially on first down, now you're in second 12. Defense knows it's tougher to pass, and so we got to eliminate those runs where we're going backwards.
Well, I remember at the start of the season you talked about it would take time to get this right system down. And after seven games in a bye week, is all of that stuff now out of the way? Is it simply a matter of executing the offense properly?
Yeah, I think it's more just execution now. It should you know, we still have some new guys, some young guys playing some spots, but you know, everybody should know their assignments. You know, so we still have some mental errors and too many mental errors happen in games, and even in the games that we win, we still have, you know, just too many mental errors, and you know, you just never know when that mistake is going to hurt you. Sometimes it's away from the play, or it's a receiver, you know, or you know, on a route that I was working the other side, and so sometimes it doesn't hurt you every time, but you know, eventually those mistakes will catch up to you, and it will be the difference between a third down conversion and not. So we're going into you know, our eighth game of the season. We can't afford to have any more mental mistakes and mental errors.
Thank you.
Who's that?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I mean, I know him. You know, he came down to our camp before, and you know, watched him in college, and been around him a little bit. You know, talked to him after some games. So I don't know him extremely well, but been impressed with him. He's a good player.